This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's been some amazing home cooking for your Dallas Stars, but not tonight as they fall to the red-hot Tampa Bay Lightning in overtime in the shootout by the score of 3-2. Hey, everyone, I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Spits and Suds. We truly appreciate it as we make our way towards the end of March. January and February, proud to say we were the number one hockey podcast for Odyssey, and that's because of you. So keep telling your friends it's working. Keep putting those reviews on Apple. Really, really appreciate it. We'll keep pumping up those programs for you. So let's get into tonight and let's start with the post game and Pete DeBoer, his comments regarding tonight. Tampa Bay was harder, hungrier, and heavier than we were. He used the term disappointment, short list of guys that gave effort. In return, when asked about the fourth line, he said, when you're talking about the fourth line and the youngest defenseman, meaning Liam Bischel, giving your best effort, that's disappointing. So he did praise the fourth line. He did praise Casey DeSmith. But overall, that is probably the most disappointed I've seen Pete DeBoer this season, certainly a top three or five. And I have to say, I can't blame him. This Stars team over the last three or four games has not played up to their ability. And if the playoffs were to start right now, and if they were to play Colorado with the way Colorado is playing, granted lost against Toronto, but just absolutely demolished the Senators in Ottawa tonight by the score of 5-1. I think I'm leaning toward Colorado at this point. On the positive side, Casey DeSmith gave them a point. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That was Casey DeSmith's point. You talk about stealing games when your goalie can steal a game. Well, Casey DeSmith certainly stole you a valuable point as we make our way toward the end of the season. But specifically in the first period, Tampa was so crisp. And you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me the playbook that Winnipeg has against Dallas and they've had for most of the season. In that, every single time they got the puck, it was one and go. In other words, one pass and go. Break towards the net. Curl in towards the net. Odd man breakouts. Taking advantage of the Stars' defensemen cheating in the offensive zone. And you saw so many odd man breakouts. And the first goal by Brendan Hagel certainly was because of that. In fact, if you look at the first two goals, Hagel wide open for the tap-in, really nice shot for the first goal. And on the second goal, nobody, absolutely nobody. I mean, even if you look, and I hate to you know, get on him. But Roope Hintz was not skating to the best of his ability, getting back on the back check. And that resulted in the Lightning second goal by Anthony Cirelli, who just is absolutely a Stars killer. You know, he contributed with a goal and assist. Brandon Hagel had a goal and assist as well. By the way, I do like to tell you about trades because I think they're fascinating when you look back at them. And sometimes we forget Brandon Hagel was in our division with the Chicago Blackhawks. So traded by the Hawks along with 2 fourth-round draft picks to the Lightning. And here's what they got in return. 2 first-round picks, one in 2023, one in 2024. Those players, Oliver Moore is at the University of Minnesota playing pretty well. Cole Eiserman playing at Boston University and having a good season. So they're having good seasons, but they're still in college. And then you look at Taylor Radish, who is part of that deal. He's now with the Washington Capitals, and Boris Tkachuk, a couple years with Chicago, but now he's in Scranton in the AHL after a few years in the NHL. So you gave up just a speedy, gritty, high skill guy in Hagel, and you have nothing left on your team. And we wonder why Chicago has to rebuild again. It's trades like that. On top of that, you have to stick tap Tampa management. It was so tough to watch from a distance with Steven Stamkos going to Nashville from a place that he gave a discount to. Remember, Steven Stamkos went 8 for 8 when he could have gotten more on the open market, but he wanted to be in Tampa. His contract was coming up, wanted to stay in Tampa, was beloved in that city, and they made the tough decision to allow Stamkos to walk. They wanted a much lower deal than Stamkos was willing to give them, so he goes to Nashville. But what that did was allow them to sign Jake Guentzel, and he has been absolutely amazing, 64 points in 66 games. Folks, I'm telling you, they stocked up at the trade deadline. They have the best coach in the NHL in John Cooper. They have arguably one of the best goaltenders, not this season, of all time in Andrei Vasilevsky. Tampa is a team to wow. We talk about the Central being good. What about that North with Florida, with Tampa, with Ottawa in the wild card race, with Toronto? That is also a gauntlet to go through. So tough team coming into the AAC tonight, but you got a point, and that's a good thing. But I just felt as though a couple of things. The Stars in the neutral zone really, really struggled. In fact, I'll go the last 6 periods. Haven't you felt as though the passing's off? Haven't you felt as though it just hasn't been great chemistry? In fact, Pete DeBoer clearly agrees because he kind of mixed the lines up to try to get something going. But let's give credit to our young defenseman, Liam Bischel, providing some physicality to provide some energy. Let's give credit to Colin Blackwell for being a big part of that first goal with an Oscar Beck tip. And certainly throwing his weight around, what little weight he has, but doing a good job as far as providing some energy. I'm telling you, you should not take Colin Blackwell out of the lineup. And I'm glad Oscar Beck scored, but I think Blackwell has to be in the lineup, and I think it's time to reinsert Evgeny Dodonov. DeBoer also promoted Sam Steele up on the line, and Maverick Bork goes down onto the fourth line. So let's see what happens on Saturday. But my guess is there's going to be a long talk with this Stars team because they are just struggling. If they had pulled off 2 points tonight, I would have been just over the moon because I think Tampa was clearly the better team. Throughout, Casey DeSmith stood on his head at times, specifically in the third period, played real, real well. When it comes down to a skills competition and you have the players of Tampa's ability, I mean, that Kucherov goal to Dallas had a chance to win it, DeSmith on Kucherov. I mean, it's one thing to go underneath the armpit as the goalie is closing that area, but to purposely do it, if you look back at that shootout goal, the slight pull of the puck on the stick to put it in perfect position to go in that small crease, just brilliant by Kucherov, who's having an amazing season. So it was a lot of fun tonight. I know some Stars fans were upset about the penalties, but I mean, I think Bischel should have been called on a penalty. Listen, that was a matching penalty, and it should have been a matching penalty. I completely appreciate Liam Bischel wanting to stick up for his goaltender, DeSmith, and going in there. But if you're going to do that, you got to go in with your hand. You can't go in two with the stick. And that's why it was a matching roughing, because, you know, I mean, it wasn't just Bischel who was involved in that. I thought that was clearly a good call. And then fans, for some reason, were booing when Cody Ceci drew a hold penalty. But he clearly prevented the Tampa player from receiving the puck because he had his arms wrapped around him. And I know when you're in the arena, those things are tough to see. But it wasn't the officials tonight. I just think Tampa was the better team, and I am so glad that the Stars pulled out a point. That's what we call a good point in the NHL. Yeah, wins make the most difference. But when it comes down to it, if you're not the better team on the ice and you can pull off a point, ooh, that is certainly a good point. But clearly, Pete DeBoer agrees with what he had to say after the game. Not happy. Basically talking about the last few games and how this team needs to be better and how it kind of met the melting point tonight. All right. Taylor Garrison on Twitter. And thank you so much for all of you who contribute to this. By the way, we'll talk to Sean Shapiro on the show tomorrow and get his thoughts on the Stars defensively as well. And some other thoughts from Sean Shapiro. We also love going around the league with Sean Shapiro. Taylor Garrison, every play 96 was a part of fizzled out, and overall he was ineffective. I know he's had a good play here and there over the last few games, but tonight, once again, he was our least effective forward, in my opinion. Pete's struggling to find a suitable line that has made chemistry for him. Am I the only one who thinks this? I mean, I think overall this team is struggling. I don't think it's a 96 issue. I just think it's one of those things where it's a player, like just an overall issue with all the players. I mean, are we saying that Jamie Benn has been excellent? It's just, to me, it's one of those things where, you know, I don't think it's one player. I just think defensively, they've been just okay. They've been beaten on some odd man rushes. I think the goaltending has been excellent. Kudos to Jeff Reese and both goaltenders. I think they've been really good this year and kept them in a lot of games. But I mean, I'm not ready to necessarily throw out individual numbers. I just think overall the team is just, you know, kind of hitting the skids right now. And honestly, that's a tough time to hit the skids. But, you know, if you look at overall, Mikko Rantanen needs, and that's why I wanted to say his name, because 96 is Mikko Rantanen. You got to give him time to develop the chemistry. What is this? This is game 1, 2, 3. I think this is the fourth game and the second home game for Mikko Rantanen. I mean, he needs time to develop. Listen, if Mikko Rantanen was a loner player, I would completely be with you, my friend. But Mikko Rantanen is here for 8 more years. 67 games played this year on 3 different teams, 74 points. I mean, That's pretty amazing. So, and you look at, with the Stars, five games, 4 points. What more are you expecting out of Mikko Rantanen? I thought he put in a lot of effort, actually, tonight. I thought he was terrific. I thought in overtime, he tried to end it himself and realized he couldn't do it, so he pulled back. So I am a big, you're going to hear me talk a lot about Mikko Rantanen in this trade because I absolutely love this trade. And it's only been five games. When he gets settled in and when that line, whatever line he's on, gels, look out. He's just involved in points and goals that we don't necessarily, you know, think about. He's that good. When you have the opportunity to get an elite player, you exhaust your resources to get that elite player. As I mentioned, 74 points this year. Okay, let's look at the 3 years prior. In fact, let's go another one. Four. 2021, Colorado Avalanche, 52 games played, 66 points. Then with the Avs, 92 points, 105, 104. I mean, this guy is consistently an elite player. And I encourage you all for a number of reasons, but really tonight, I had a fascinating conversation earlier today on the podcast with a former professional coach, as well as an expert in the analytics area, Jack Hahn, was an analyst for the Toronto Maple Leafs. As far as analyst, meaning the analytics involved, was an assistant coach for the Toronto Marlies, now focuses on hockey as far as analytics and coaching, and gives his professional and personal advice to players coming up through the ranks. But what's fascinating is a guy of that caliber tweeted out the other day about junior hockey. And this is what I was fascinated about the interview with. And I asked him about it. So please give a listen to today's show. Not to digress, but a couple of the questions I asked: why is the slap shot no longer used? So you'll get that answer. Why? Because I know a lot of you have asked this. On the power play, when you're past the red line, do you do the drop back pass? Doesn't it seem like the defense has a chance to reset? He answers that. With all the shorthanded goals, why do teams continue to put four forwards and just one defenseman? He answers that. So a lot of questions you might ask about hockey, he'll answer from an analytics standpoint. It's kind of fascinating. I also ask about players that are physical, third and fourth liners that don't necessarily test analytically, but they're so important to your team in the playoffs. So he also answers that. So wanted to get my free plug in for Jack Hahn, terrific guest today on Spits and Suds. So go back and listen. But he was talking about junior hockey and how you can rack up the points individually. And he said, basically, the article he talks about was that it doesn't necessarily move forward as far as in your minor league team and or when you're in the NHL, unless your players like, get ready for this, Stars fans, Connor McDavid or Mikko Rantanen. And he further goes into Mikko Rantanen and he talks about the size of Mikko Rantanen. However, he plays like a smaller player, meaning that he has that skill set. So just high praise for somebody that has been at a high level. So just wanted to talk about that based on your tweet. So I'm a big Mikko Rantanen guy. So Taylor, I disagree. I don't think he's been ineffective. I think he's just finding his way. Kyle Bear thought CeCe was okay tonight. He drew the 2-minute penalty, but you know, I mean, had to tie up the man one way or another. But I mean, I think overall he's been, you know, decent. I just don't know if it's the answer. This team needs Miro Heiskanen back if they want to do anything. I mean, that's just the fact. We all agree on that. You know, and I mean, you could say that about the best defenseman on any team if they lose him. I mean, that's kind of what we have to remember is that name the team. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Tampa tonight. How far is Tampa going if they lose Victor Hedman? You know the answer to that, right? So, I mean, that's the caliber of player that Miro Heiskanen is. So, you know, he's just outside that Norris level. So he's a very, very good defenseman. Thomas Harley clearly has stepped up. But, you know, when a guy like that eats that many minutes, you have to have players step up. I'm super excited about the future of Liam Bischel. I just think he continues to get better. Using his body well. He's a big force out there, and I think the confidence is just going to grow. Chris Barnard, DeSmith was playing out of his world tonight. Yeah, he really was, and he makes some of the tough saves look very casual. Worries me a little that they struggle on versus the upper echelon. Yeah, that's a great point. I was going to bring that up, Chris. I agree with you. It's been something that's been on my mind all season, and that's what worries me in a seven-game series against Colorado is – you know, over the course of seven games, usually the best team wins out. And the way Colorado is going right now on an absolute heater, I would not be surprised if Colorado beat Dallas, and I would not be surprised if Dallas beat Colorado. And honestly, Star fans, I'm not going to be disappointed if they lose to Colorado in the first round. I just think Colorado's that good, and I think Dallas can be that good. On the second goal, he went after Lindell's man and got hemmed in. Let's see. He's talking about Labushkin being their weakest link in D. Dumba hasn't been on an issue lately. CC wasn't good either. So we have one tweet about CC being good or being all right, and another saying he wasn't good. Yeah. I would say over the last 10 games, we have not seen the best Ilya Labushkin. I thought he started out the season really, really strong, and we were all praising him. But, you know, maybe it has to do with more minutes being played than usual. I mean, remember, Ilya Labushkin is probably your third pairing if you're completely healthy. So everyone has to move up, and because of that, you're not as strong on defense. Curtis Pitts, should we ride DeSmith for a few games and let Otter get his head right? Now, what's wrong with Otter's head? I mean, he made a huge save against Anaheim that kept him in the game the other night. I'm telling you, goaltending is not the issue. Goaltending is actually probably the best part of this team right now. So if Pete DeBoer wants to give DeSmith another game against Philadelphia, sure, I'd be game for that based on his play tonight. But at the same time, I think you got to go back to Ottinger, get him some work. DeSmith is good. But at the same time, you really want to give Ottinger regular work. Let's see. Kyle Bear, Field DeBoer was great mixing and matching. DeSmith, really good. Bischel, really good. Liam woke up the team and drugged them into the fight. Need more of that. Yeah, I mean, at a time when physicality was probably warranted to energize this team, Big Bish certainly did that. So great point there. I also agree. I did like the mixing and matching because it just wasn't happening. And yeah, Casey DeSmith to me was the difference maker as far as getting them a point. Real good tweet, Kyle. Nick Sellers, what's going on with the passing? Too many guys standing still and so many icings and offsides. Yeah, they're just off. You're right, Nick. They're just off. There is a lot of icings. The Stars do ice the puck a lot. But you know what? The two that frustrated me are the first and second goal of Tampa. Where was the trailing forward? Whoever it was, you know, you have got to have better defensive responsibilities, specifically if Miro Heiskanen is out. You have to have your head on a swivel and you got to get back quicker. You have to offer defensive help. We don't talk about that enough. We talk about defensemen, meaning blue liners, but we don't talk about forwards back checking and how important that is. Parker Allen in the third. DeBoer had Robertson with Wyatt and Hintz with Rantanen. I like the split. What do you think the ideal lines are? I mean, me personally, I want to keep Mikko Rantanen on the first line. I would love to see Hintz, Robertson, and Rantanen work out. That's my ideal line. I would like to keep Wyatt Johnston with Jamie Benn. I would like to keep Mason Marchment with Matt Duchene, and I'd like to keep Granlund with Duchene and Marchment until Sagan comes back. Those are my lines. DeSmith has been outstanding since December, deserves to play more, and I would keep it would keep Ottinger better rested. Hey, Casey DeSmith has been an absolute beast for this Dallas Stars team. What a contract, Jim Nill. $1 million, 3-year contract, $1 million per year. Are we all in agreement that he's better than Wedgewood? Are we all in agreement? He had just won his last 6 straight. If he had got a win tonight, that would be unbelievable. The skill set of Tampa in the shootout was just too much. But at the same time, what a signing for Jim Nill. And it has given Ottinger that proper rest. But I personally need Ottinger in there as much as possible. He's my number one. I know we get excited about backup goalies. It's like the backup quarterback that comes in well. And I mean no disrespect by this. No disrespect. Because if Jake Ottinger got injured, I think Casey DeSmith could come in as a former starting goalie with Pittsburgh and, you know, hopefully perform at a high level. But Scott Wedgewood last year, while won a lot of games, when he was thrust into the starting role, you looked at his goals against, you looked at his save percentage. The team was playing much better in front of him, and they were scoring a lot of goals. Okay? Just like a backup quarterback, you're a backup for a reason. That's not a knock on Casey DeSmith, but Casey DeSmith knows his role. He was excellent in Vancouver before being injured last year. He's been excellent here in Dallas. So he wanted to come here, and I'm super excited about Casey DeSmith being here for another 2 years. So very, very smart on the Stars point. Jeb says they've been really bad since that 4-day break and are lucky to have their last 4 points. They certainly could be better, Jeb. All right, Christopher DeHardy, 1 point's better than nothing. Take what you can and move on to the next one. So the next one is going to be Philadelphia. That's going to be a gritty, gritty matchup, but they should win this game. And then, folks, it gets... This, I think, is... Now, the Stars do have a couple of games in hand. But when you look at this Dallas Stars schedule after Saturday's game, okay? So they have Saturday's game against Philadelphia, then they're Monday at home against the Wild. Wild winning the last night in a late game against the Seattle Kraken, okay? So you have Wild at Edmonton, at Calgary, and then Seattle for 2. So they stay out in Seattle and play 2 in a row. But kind of worried about that Edmonton and Calgary game, as both are fighting for playoff position, as are, the Minnesota Wild. So, you know, tough stretch. I had Colorado losing tonight. And, you know, it just didn't happen. I mean, they just absolutely blasted. I think they were up 4-0 at one point. They scored 3 in the first period. And, you know, I mean, the Sens are fighting for a playoff spot. So, but let's look at the Colorado Avalanche schedule just for reference. So, the Avs road trip continues. Tough game on Saturday night, hockey night in Canada, against the Montreal Canadiens. The Canadiens, if the season ended today, are in the playoffs. But then they have Red Wings at home, Kings at home, Blues at home, Flames, Blackhawks, Blue Jackets, Blues. Then they have the Knights, Canucks, Kings, Ducks. I hate to say it. Avs have a very, very favorable schedule down toward the end.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay. Greg Lunez says, thoughts. The Stars game has been in a bad place for a long time now. This team has no chance of winning playoff series in the West without Miro. I think all signs point for Miro coming back after the first round, just for reference, but no chance. Of course, I think they have a chance. They're a very, very good team. Everyone in the NHL thinks they're a very good team, Greg. But due to the injuries, I could see them losing in the first round. I'm not saying that in a negative way. It's just factual. Aaron Thacker thought it was a better played game, but DeSmith was amazing. Feels like he sees the puck well. The biggest issue I had, lack of aggressiveness in overtime. So overtime has turned Thackman into puck possession, which to me has taken a lot of the excitement out of overtime. So to me, the NHL Players Association will not agree to this, but I would love to put a couple more minutes on the clock because I thought tonight's overtime, they were just playing for the shootout. I just, you know, to me, it was a lot of skating around, a little too cautious, probably, on both sides. Clint Dickinson, the crowd sounded amazing tonight. Hope we can keep that energy. Yeah, great point, Clint. Stick tap. To Stars fans, you know, the barn has been rocking all season long. You guys have supported the Dallas Stars. I think that's absolutely wonderful. You guys deserve a huge stick tap. This is turning into a great hockey city. Players want to play here. Just all positives for this Dallas Stars team. And that's why I'm saying you have an elite player on your team for 8 years. That is absolutely amazing for Stars fans. So, and if they lose in the first round, I'm not saying they will, but if they do, I promise you, Jim Nill will try everything to address, you know, what's going on defensively in the off season. If we see it, I'm pretty positive Jim Nill sees it, but we'll ask Sean Shapiro about that along with other things tomorrow. So Stars lose in overtime, but they do pick up a valuable point. And we'll talk to Sean Shapiro, our Stars insider and NHL insider tomorrow. That will be podcast number 5 this week, and it's because of you. So keep supporting and listening to Spits and Suds. Thanks for all your tweets tonight. We'll talk to you soon. Until then, have a great day, everyone.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.